Today is Wednesday, September 18th, 2019. I'd like to welcome you to the City of Palm Coast budget hearing. If you can please join in, please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Vice Mayor Clufus.
Present.
Councilmember Branquino.
Here.
Councilmember Cuff.
Here.
Councilmember Howell.
Here.
Vice Mayor Clufus, Mayor Holland is absent.
Thank you. Okay, moving to items D, which are presentation. I'm going to turn this over to staff first, Matt Morton, and then we'll move on to a presentation of fiscal year 2019-2020 budget.
Thank you, Honorable Vice Mayor, Council. Just a recap of what's gotten us here tonight. We're going to pull up a slide presentation. Just some high-level talking points. So again, just to recap, since this has been many months to get to this point, to this final hearing tonight, to summarize the high points of the budget, there's no proposed millage rate increase. It will remain at 4.6989. We are not and do not have a utility tax. In fact, we're the only city our size in the state of Florida without a utility tax. We have no general municipal obligation debt, which is a big deal, still none proposed. We have a high reliance, as you know, from our capital budget on grants for capital projects and safety improvements, and we're making many proactive infrastructure improvements aimed at service delivery, continued top-tier service delivery, and public safety. Next slide. Michael, are you running that?
It's there.
Did I get it? So the summarizing the council priorities, and community priorities as expressed through the strategic action plan was the public works facility, which we're still working on getting that complete over the next several fiscal years. Of course, the enhanced stormwater maintenance plan, you guys have seen the enhanced stormwater first two tier projects that will include a reduction of infiltration and inflow into our stormwater system, so we can be more efficient in treating stormwater and keep those costs maintained, also enhance and maintain our infrastructure. We've also been doing a lot of storm ditch maintenance, swale grading, and clearing, and that will continue through the next several years. Of course, another big public safety priority expressed from the community and the council is the streetlight master plan and enhancing those aspects of streetlight safety and maintenance. We have several utility capital projects in the works to continue on with M&O, again, mainly of water and sewer treatment plant projects. The Old Kings Road widening and extension, another public safety and transportation priority project. And of course, as you recall, through our fleet department budget, which is money we have already accumulated, so we're not bonding debt or seeking debt for that either, is the replacement of the fire department, a ladder truck, to continue to operate as a Palm Coast and regional safety asset. And just a summary of what this budget really accomplishes from a high view, again, since we've been at this so long, just a reminder, we're presently maintaining 541 miles of road. We have 9,000 traffic signals and signs. We have 13 fantastic park facilities, including an aquatic center. We have 5 wastewater treatment plants. There are an associated 500 miles of pipeline with those, 130 miles of connected paths and trails throughout the city, a little over 1,200 miles of swales that we're maintaining. Of course, you're aware of the 19 major stormwater structures and then 19 city facilities, all M&O'd this year through the budget. So again, just a high-level reminder of where we're at and where the priorities were.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Mr. Morton. I now believe we're going to have Helena give a presentation of the fiscal year budget 2019-2020. Afternoon, Helena.
Hi, good afternoon, Vice Mayor, City Council. Yes, we are here for our final proposed budget for fiscal year 2020. We'll start with a look at our timeline. As you know, this has been a long going process. We started in presentations to City Council in April with our year-to-date budget results. Then we moved on to fund accounting and revenue restriction presentations. And then we had our property tax presentation, which happened in June, as we received our preliminary tax values from the property appraiser's office. We then came back in July to adopt the maximum millage rate. and then started our budget workshop presentations to the public and to City Council. General Fund was heard on the 9th, and on the 16th, we set the maximum millage rate, came back to you on the 30th for proprietary funds, and then on the 13th for construction progress and all other funds. We presented all funds as a whole on August 27th, and we had our public hearing to adopt a tentative budget, not on September 4th, but on September 11th due to Hurricane Dorian, and here we are today on September 18th. We'll take a look once again on how this budget addresses City Council priorities. As mentioned by Mr. Morton, we outlined each project in your priorities and how it's impacted both the general fund and any other funds. I won't go through these in detail because Mr. Morton just did. But as you can see, between the State Road 100 CRA, our general fund, and also Streets Improvement Fund and our Capital Projects Fund. Now here's a look at the fiscal year 2020 budget summary. It is outlined between the general fund, any special revenues, enterprise and internal service funds. The total proposed budget sits at $202,931,919. We'll talk a little bit about our millage rate. As Mr. Moore mentioned, we are not proposing any millage rate increase. It will remain at the same rate of fiscal year 2019, which is 4.6989. So our next steps are today to adopt the final State Road 100 CRA budget for fiscal year 2020, adopt the final millage rate, and adopt the final budget for fiscal year 2020, which will start on October 1st. Any questions from City Council?
I see none. Council?
Yeah, you know, let me just throw one thing out, because I had mentioned when I campaigned and when I got elected, I had talked about the possibility of looking at a forensic audit of our books, because I just wasn't comfortable with some things that on the campaign trail I picked up. And then when I got into office, it was time that the auditors were here. And I sat down with the auditors, and I checked them out, and they told me they would be more than happy to do a fiscal audit or a forensic audit if I had some strong suspicion. So I asked them and I said, look, if you're going through the books, would you, if you see anything that you're uneasy with, let me know. Then would be the time that if we needed to pursue a forensic area to study that, we could do that. And as it turned out, they found no issues whatsoever, which attests to the fine workmanship of our fiscal director there.
Thank you.
Absolutely, and I'll piggyback off that as well. The $202 million mark is a bit striking, but that also includes all of the Old King expansion grants and the funds that carried over from last year. So even though that number is percentage-wise, not just our millage rate staying the same, that there is money that is being carried over from the previous budget, and then also all the grants for its operating fiscal year that are being compiled into that $202 million number. Council, any other questions, remarks?
We went through it last week.
Yep. This is a long process. Pretty much as soon as this one stops, the next one begins, right?
Everything is a repeat today.
That's true. Okay. For the next item, I have to recess our City Council meeting and reconvene as the CRA board, so I will do so now. Do I need a motion to...
So moved.
Perfect.
Second.
All right, we will reconvene. Item number two, which is the SR 100 Corridor CRA Resolution 2019, adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2019 and 2020. The SR 100 Corridor Community Redevelopment Agency Board hereby proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $2,035,955. Is there any question or comment to the council before I open it up for public comment? Okay, I will open up item E2 for public comment. If you would like to address the council on item E2, you'll have 3 minutes once you approach the podium. You just have to state your name for the record, and then you can begin.
I'm raising my hand before we got that. My question.
Can you approach the podium, sir? Can you please approach the podium?
Oh, I'm sorry.
And state your name for the record, please.
Hello, I'm Charlie Salerno.
Thank you, Charlie.
I was trying to raise my hand before we go to. One of the question I had with the fiscal is what percentage increase or decrease or the same as the 2020 from last year?
Understood. Once all public speaking has completed, then I will go back and answer the questions. We don't answer them one at a time. Thank you, though.
Okay.
Thank you, Charlie. Next speaker. No. Okay, I'm going to close public comment for item E2. Even though that this question wasn't necessarily directly at E2, the correct answer to that is 7% is a year-over-year raise if we keep our millage rate the same. That should answer your question, correct?
The budget increase is 7% from last year?
For the general fund, yes. For the budget as a whole, is 25%.
Yes.
That includes a lot of capital projects that Vice Mayor was mentioning earlier.
Yep, which includes all.
25% increase from last year?
Total budget, yes, which includes the Old King road grants and also projects that carried over from last year. So keeping our millage rate the same, the only difference that you'll see in your property taxes, ad valorem taxes, is the 7% property value increase, even though many of us are homesteaded in here, so we're immune to the maximum amount that we could be impacted by that. That's how the disparity between the tax increase breaks out.
Is there a detailed breakdown of what constitutes this increase? 25% is a substantial increase.
Yes, and I don't want to deviate too far off the path of item E2, but the 25% operating budget includes those items which I spoke to about earlier, and we have tremendous breakdowns, and they're posted on our website. We have all the proposed budgets, and through the series of steps that we've accumulated over the months, all the paperwork that goes along with it.
Will you be opening it up for comment?
Yes.
On the budget?
Yep.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
On our website, is there a comparison?
Yes, you can download all of them, sir.
Items?
Yep. Okay, excellent. I will bring it back to this council. Do we have any questions, comments, or I will accept a motion?
Move approval of the SR-100 car to CRA.
Second. Budget.
Okay, all those in favor say aye. Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Moving on to item F. I will recess City Council meeting and convene CRA board. So I will adjourn the CRA board, and we will now reconvene as our City Council.
We adjourn.
Excellent. Perfect.
Those in favor?
Say aye. Aye. Okay. The City of Palm Coast proposes to levy a millage rate of 4.6989 mils. This is an increase of 6.15% from the rollback rate of 4.4266 mils. Does council have any question or comment before we open up for public comment? No. Let's go ahead and we'll open up for public comment. This is for the adoption of the final millage rate for the City of Palm Coast. So if you have... approach the podium, state your name for the record again, and then we can go.
I'm Charlie Salerno. I'm sorry.
Oh, fair.
I guess I'm from New York. I never
Same
came
here.
My mouth shut. The millage rate is the increase in our taxes, and it's going to be an increase of 6.19%?
Yes. So generally the way this works is you can ask, you have 3 minutes to speak freely, ask questions, and then I will address them afterwards. You're only 30 seconds into your questions, so.
Isn't the homestead exemption, isn't there some percentage in there that maxes out at 3%?
Yep, I will identify that after you ask all your questions. I don't want to waste your time here. Any other questions? No? Okay. Next speaker.
So, you folks are looking at a...
State your name for the record.
Ed Danko.
Thank you.
You folks are looking at a $202.9 million spending budget for next year. A basic 25% increase in our spending from this year, correct?
I will answer your questions after your 3 minutes.
So, how many of you are going to increase your personal spending budget in 2020, 25%? Anyone? I don't think so. I don't think anyone in this room or in this city is going to increase their personal spending 25%. Folks, we have a slogan here in Palm Coast. It's a nice slogan. We took it from a Kevin Costner movie. Build it, and they will come. I might suggest after you approve this budget, you change that slogan to tax it, and they will run. Speaking of running, I am running for a seat on your council in 2020, and after I'm elected, I want to assure everyone in here, I will never vote to raise your taxes. Never. I'd rather drink antifreeze than raise your taxes. For more information, visit my website, votedanko.com. And finally, for the record, I'm Ed Danko, and I did approve this message. Thank you.
Next speaker.
Tom Olsner, Palm Coast. Haven't been at the last several months worth of meetings, so I probably should have asked this before. Of this 2020 budget, how much of the long-term debt is being paid down? Because it's still very high for a city of this size.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Again, you have questions for the regular budget too, just like this?
So this actually is for the final millage rate for our fiscal year, so those questions are most likely applicable at this point. Absolutely. Yep. Step forward. Just state your name for the record and you have 3 minutes.
My name is Natalia Derbush. And I don't know, maybe it's like personal. It's coming to my properties. I have two investment properties in Palm Coast. And both of them had a property tax increase 15% and 18%. And you're talking about 6%. It's not homestead, but I don't know whether it's a mistake or there is any explanation to that numbers. I would like to hear that as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
Point of order, can we have them speak into the microphone so we can hear you?
Sure. Understood. Yep. Next speaker. If you don't mind grabbing the microphone a little bit closer after you state your name.
My name is Dave Flynn. I'm resident of Palm Coast for 6 years. I'm on a fixed income, and I object to any tax increases. Just because my property value has increased doesn't mean my available cash on hand has increased. So I live within my means. I expect the government to live within its means. And I love Palm Coast. So.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Hi, I'm Maggie Hampton, and I'd like you to give me some statistics before we leave tonight. Are there 70% students who qualify for free lunch? Does that mean we have 70% low income? And what is the percentage of seniors that are on a fixed income? Because any increase is too much for those of us. You'll be seeing all the seniors in the dollar stores, which is probably why we have so many in Palm Coast, because the taxes keep going up, so the seniors have to go to the many, many dollar stores that are coming in. Thank you.
Thank you.
Give me the stats.
Thanks, Maggie. Yes. Next speaker.
Yes, hi, my name is Vadim Zaitsev. My guess is that the reason why you were able to raise up the budget by 25% is solely and not raise the millage rate is solely because of the population growth. So if you can comment on that, what's the statistics of the population growth? Because there are more houses being built, therefore more taxes being paid, even though everything else stays the same. Okay, and that's just, I wanted to look a little bit into the future and, and say the following. Just a few hours ago, the U.S. Federal Bank had cut interest rates by 0.25% for the second time in a row, which might be an indication that the country is entering into the recession. The longest economic business expansion in the U.S. history is in its 11th year right now, and as the saying goes, whatever goes up must go down. The way it might have an effect on the residents of Palm Coast is the following. For the retired portion of the population who live on a fixed income, the bank accounts like CDs will not be paying as high of the interest as they used to, paid before. And as far as the investment portfolios like stocks and bonds, as the history repeatedly shows, those assets could drop by 25 or even 50% and never return to the previous levels for the number of years to come. As far as the working population living in the city of Palm Coast and working for the private sector, they might be laid off or have their salaries cut by the companies they work for, as always happens during economic downturns. My question is very simple. Will the city council of Palm Coast be able to accommodate those tough financial conditions and be ready to reduce the millage rate, assuming the next year there is a high probability for the recession? Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
Denton Newland, huh? I'm new in here in the county. I've been here 3 years.
Do you mind just pulling the microphone a little bit closer?
You can't hear me?
Yep. We good?
Yeah. Good. Could you hear me before?
No.
No?
It echoes. There's
all right. Let me change this. Take my time back.
Understood.
All right. I'm just wondering, is there a taxpayer group that is a watchdog over what's being spent? Do you know, is there a group like that here in our fine city? There isn't. Well, I think there will be now. I'm interested in it. I usually don't. I'm kind of an independent guy. Don't like to get all upset or whatever. But I don't like it when it hits my pocketbook. I'll be seeing you. Talk to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Next speaker.
John Brady, Palm Coast. I was not going to speak, but I must reiterate what I said just yesterday. We have taken the Whiteview reduction that was 1.5, so we, in a Landon-esque move, put other stuff in there, so we're going to hide the fact that we're taking two lanes in one direction to one lane in one direction based on flawed information. That is your taxpayers' group should look at. Thank you.
Thank you. Next speaker.
My name is James Johnson, recently retired, and I moved down here from New Jersey because of high taxes. I hope I didn't make a mistake coming to Palm Coast.
Thank you. Next speaker. Next speaker. All right, I'll go ahead and close public comment. I will touch on some of these points, and I will invite staff to also answer some of these questions. The 25% increase, like we've discussed earlier, that's a larger number that also includes the Old King Roads expansion grants projects. And another speaker noted that the millage rate is remaining the same because our total taxable value has actually increased, and that's exactly right. So our total taxable value has increased, which allowed us to keep the millage rate the same. And that's why to keep our total taxable value that we get from ad valorem taxes, to say that there was absolutely no tax raise would have been a rollback rate of 4.4266 mils, and that's how that kind of shakes out. Even though that our millage rate remains the same, we will be taking in more money because of the increase in property taxes. You're absolutely right. But we're still recovering from the economic downturns, and the levels that we were receiving as a city during the downturn, we still have not reached that mark, but the level of service that we all experience in our city has remained the same, if not gotten better over the last years. The home rentals, that you are part of the demographic that will feel the 7% increase or the millage rate increase with your property values as they go up. Only the primary residents are potentially eligible to be homestead, and that's where the majority of us fall. The majority of the impact of this will be felt by bigger commercial buildings and houses that aren't homestead, such as rentals and other complexes and things like that. Population growth, I know that we have an aggressive trend towards population growth. We're going to be hitting the 100,000 mark here eventually. We do have plans to be able to have managed growth and also condense some of our housing opportunities and housing inventories. You saw the growth that we have in Town Center here. The reason we're doing that is twofold. We'll diversify our housing inventory, which is going to allow the opportunity for other commercial industries to come here. One of the things that we don't often talk about are commercial ventures don't want to invest in an area where there's not a legitimate housing inventory to suit the needs of their workers. So a lot of times we talk about Costco and Whole Foods and things like that when we don't have the housing inventory to be able to match to the employment population to their business. So I wanted to mention that. The Watchdog Group, I encourage you to go online and go to palmcoastgov.com. And on the left-hand side rail, there is a government tab, and there's a budgetary line item that you click, and it has every item that you can think of since we've started in April. Every document that has been produced by Helena and her team, which have done tremendous work, they are all publicly available and freely accessible, and you can immerse yourselves in them. There's a lot of good information in there, and when you have questions about them, I encourage you to bring them back to the council so that we can discuss them. If there's anything that you want more information about, Helena and staff, they're tremendous resources of information. They'll be able to get you details down to the finest grain. Helena, do you mind talking about the actual numbers behind homesteading and the exemptions and what's eligible and what's not?
So the homestead properties here in the state of Florida by statute are at 3%. So even though the property values may have increased in Flagler or in the city of Palm Coast up to 9%, if you are homesteaded, the maximum of that 9% that will be applicable to a homesteaded property will be 3%. Now, one of the residents asked about new construction, and new construction actually accounted for 3.1% of our tax revenue growth for fiscal year 2020.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, I will bring it back to this council. Do we have any discussion, or I will also entertain a motion?
You didn't answer my question.
Public comments over.
Up,
sir, please.
Your spending next year, 25%.
Thank you, sir. But we're not increasing our spending 25%. We're also getting grants and things along those lines. So I will, again, bring it back to this council if we have any questions, concerns, or I will entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion to approve the
second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. We will now move on. Let's see, we've got the agenda here. We will now move on to item G4, which is a resolution adopting the final budget for fiscal year 2019-2020. The City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget with total appropriated expenditures and reserves of $202,931,919. I will open it up for public comment. If anyone has public comment on item G4, you can approach the podium and you'll have 3 minutes to address our council once you state your name for the record.
Hello, Tom Olsner again. I'm hoping this is the section when you will answer my question.
Sorry,
about how much of that budget, new budget is going to paying off long-term debt.
Understood. Thank you. Next speaker.
I go up and down, Dave Flynn. I go up and down Old Kings all the time, and they keep seeing, they do surveys all the time. When are they planning on expanding Old Kings? Because it seems like they might be wasting a lot of money on these surveys all the time.
Could you state your name again, please?
Dave Flynn.
Thank you. Next speaker.
My name is Bill Nelson, not the senator, ex-senator. I've lived here for 20-some-odd years. I have just two questions that I hope you'll direct me as to how I can get them answered. The first one is, Mr. Brady said that this foolishness about two-laning Whiteview is hidden in another part of the budget. And if that's true, shame on all of you. Shame on you. There hasn't been any accidents reported on the two-laning side as there have been on the single-laning side. I go by there every day. Second of all, Mr. Howell, you talked about a forensic audit. Was that inclusive of the golf course and all those expenditures? The reason I ask is we've got a very, very successful city golf course. So successful, I can't believe it has to tap our tax supply every year. Thank you.
Next speaker. Okay, I'll go ahead and close public comment. Tom, I'm sorry I missed your comment the first time. The long-term budget, Helena, if you can correct me if I'm wrong, we don't have any general fund debt, no municipal debt, but the things that we are paying back through a service would be things like the water utility. Do you mind speaking a bit to that?
Yes, you are correct. We don't have any general fund debt here in the city, which is also very unusual. Our debt is tied to the utilities, water and wastewater utility, and our stormwater utility, and also the State Road 100 CRA. Unfortunately, I don't have that information with me tonight. It was part of our budget workshops, but I will provide it to the city clerk, and the city clerk can provide it to the resident, absolutely.
Awesome, mm-hmm. Excellent. I just wanted to get the point across that we didn't have any general budget debt, so thank you very much. Whiteview, there's nothing being hidden. We have workshops, we have council meetings about these things. They're drawn out over multiple weeks. It is a two-laning to one lane, but it's also to add a turning lane so that there's not cut-throughs. That's a discussion for another day that we can get into. Any other items? Let's see. And also, if I can have the clerk perhaps identify those items so that we can get that information to you, I think that'd be great. The golf course is doing much better after, by council actions, we've removed from Kemper Management. Helena, do you have any numbers that we can throw out for the golf course that perhaps appease what we're looking for?
I'd have to go back and provide the numbers through the city clerk, but yes,
excellent.
I will do so.
Perfect. Excellent. Okay, that answers that round of questions. So now I will bring it back to this council for the City of Palm Coast proposes to adopt a budget of $202,931,919. Questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Okay. Moving on to item G5 is a resolution 2019 approving piggybacking Florida Sheriff's Association contracts and associated purchase orders for fleet vehicles and equipment as approved in the fiscal 2020 budget. Do we have a presentation or anything for this, Helena?
We don't really have a presentation for it. This is what we normally do every year. We've outlined the fleet purchases in the fleet budget through the fleet budget presentations. So what city staff proposes is that we items that are on the sheriff's contract that can be basically procured now before September or before October 1st when the new contract becomes available to the public is there are some savings by ordering the items today, but we do have representatives from the fleet department that can answer any specific questions the city council has.
I think that was sufficient. Really, the overall goal here is for the city to be able to save money by getting on these contracts now before the budget closes. I will open up this item, G5, for public comment. If anyone would like to address the council on item G5, you'll have 3 minutes once you approach the podium and state your name for the record. Anyone? Okay, I'll go ahead. I will close public comment for item G5, and I'll bring it back to this council. Any discussion, or I will entertain a motion.
So no-brainers, piggybacking, no-brainer.
I'll second.
Yeah. Do we have a motion?
Yep.
We got a second. All right, all those in favor say aye. Aye. All those against say nay. Motion passes 4-0. Item H is the consent agenda, which consists of items 6, 7, 8, and 9. If anyone would like any of the consent agenda items pulled from the consent agenda, we can do so now. Approach the podium, state which consent agenda item you would like to remove for further discussion. This is the portion of the agenda. These line items get grouped into one motion, so if we would like to discuss them individually, you can request that we pull them out. Okay, I see no one approaching. I will bring item H6, 7, 8, and 9 back to this council for further discussion, or I'll entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion to
second it.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. The consent agenda passes 4-0. All right, excellent. I thank you guys all very much for coming out. One thing I would like to say is that this agenda is the final step in the whole process, and this literally started in April with Helena and her staff and Mr. Morton and all of the help that the rest of the staff really puts into this. It is a whole year project, so as soon as this one closes, the next one starts up, and if we want to be more involved with our budgetary process, I just encourage everyone to stay up to date with the process as it's actually happening, because at this point, we've already gone through the budget 4, 5, 6 times, and we've approached our city priorities, what we're looking to accomplish as a council, what has been lacking, where we need improvement, and what projects are vital to the city continuing its level of service. So I appreciate everyone coming out tonight, and I'll be available to just discuss this further, but at this point, I'm going to entertain a motion.
Just one quick question. I just want to tell everybody who spoke here today that if there's any numbers that you look at the website and can't find, please, the staff, I guarantee you, will give it to you. And if they don't give you the numbers, please come and see me. I'll make sure you'll get them. Because right now, and what I learned about this, the people that I'm working with, there's nothing to hide. I've seen nothing but transparency, and I want to make sure that keeps on going. That's one thing I fight for. And if anybody here wants any numbers and they don't get them, please come and see me. I'll make sure you, I'll make sure you do. Thank you.
Excellent. Yes, okay,
yeah,
absolutely.
You know, so this was my first budget, but not my first rodeo. I was involved in the budgets at the Department of Defense. There we called it the POM, Program Objective Memorandum. And I know budgets inside and out. And I watched very carefully from the very first time that I dealt with the accountants for the city, giving them a heads up what I was looking for. There are certain services, unfortunately, that the city provides in entertainment, such as golf and what have you. You're never, for the most part, are going to make a significant amount of income or return on your investment. And I disagree with that, and I'm trying to tighten that thing down, but I'm just telling you because I've seen it in other cities. It doesn't make it right. There's a way. The other thing that I am working on is the bringing in businesses, and if you were here last week at our workshop or 2 weeks ago, we premiered a video that is going out. As most of you know, I'm an aviator. And I am trying to bring in professional aviation companies to Palm Coast that when they hire, that's a career. It's none of this $9 an hour garbage. This is a real career. And so in order to entice them to come here, there's a number of things, and Nick mentioned it before, we gotta have housing to accommodate the staff, what have you. And we're behind on that, but we're working. If I get these companies in here, and we've targeted 100 companies in the snow belt, I'm from Jersey, I know about taxes.
And
big
snow.
Time, you know, that's why I'm not there. That's when I retired from the Marine Corps. There was no way in heaven I was going to go back to that place, okay? And I lived in Connecticut. And Connecticut Power and Light, or whatever the heck they call themselves, I was a geographic bachelor. I was paying more money than I paid here in a month. You know, I was like a single guy. I was paying close to $600, and I kept my thermostat at 68 at night and 60 in the daytime, and it didn't make a hoot. So what I'm saying is I'm well aware I feel your pain and I'm trying to do something because if I can bring in corporate America here, that's going to offset these taxes. Right now, you all and myself, we're paying the brunt of this off of our backs because we haven't been able to do the right thing and bring in these corporations. And I know what I'm talking about. I'm not a stupid man. I might look that way, but I didn't get off the turnip truck yesterday. So what I'm saying here is when I look at Volusia County and all the things that they're able to pull in and their business corridor and what we're doing countywide is zip in terms of maximizing our potential. That's been my goal, one of my major goals, to turn that around. And by God, I'll go to my graves knowing that I did something on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Jeff. Yep, much appreciated.
Thank you.
Excellent. I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
I'll motion to adjourn.
All right, be so.